You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Governor Snyder's proposed budget for fiscal year 2018 came out this week. One thing it did not have was a tax cut, which is something many Republican lawmakers want to push through, and among them, Laura Cox. She's the chair of the House Appropriations Committee and the Republican representative for the 19th District representing Livonia. Representative Laura Cox, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
So tell us, what would you like to do with our state income taxes?
Well, I'd like to do, the House has a proposal out that we want to do an incremental tax rollback to kind of put a little bit more money in the pockets of the hardworking taxpayers across the state. I think that that's something that's a really big goal of ours, and we want to make sure our citizens get back more of their own money so that they can spend it the way they want to on their budget, instead of sending it away to the state and feeling like they might not have as much control over it as they'd like.
And how are you proposing structuring these cuts? I'm kind of wondering, might you target working class families first and maybe get some Democrats on board?
Well, the way it's actually an income tax rollback. So it's going to be rolling back the income tax in an incremental fashion throughout 40 years to eliminate the tax. So that's kind of our goal. So anybody and everybody that pays an income tax in the state of Michigan would see some savings and more money back in their pockets.
The governor has said, he was very clear, if you want an income tax cut, you got to show where you're going to cut spending or where the new revenue to pay for this will come from. He says he's open to talking about it. Would you consider looking at some kind of revenue enhancement somewhere in exchange for rolling back the taxes?
Well, what we're first going to do is, you know, and I think the governor's absolutely right, we're going to have a conversation. You know, we have to talk with our friends in the Senate and work with them as well as the governor. And what we're going to do is look at what he proposed yesterday, which, you know, we just got it yesterday, and look at the different programming that's going on. And we're going to go through a deliberative process and decide what we think that we can cut to actually make that tax rollback, put that money back into the pockets of the, you know, the folks throughout the state. You know, that's our first step. We're not looking to increase revenue in another way. Our first step is to try to look at in the budget as proposed, where we can actually make some cuts that make sense, cuts that maybe aren't having a return from the investment, those kinds of things. We're going to look at that first. You know, we have a $56 billion budget. I think that we might be able to find some agreeable cuts first before we even talk about increasing revenue.
And I'm sure you and Speaker Leonard and others who want to see this happen have been kind of thinking about that. What kind of areas do you think are there where cuts could be made? What might be at the top of the list?
Well, I'm not going to show my hand yet. We're going to try to dig down. I mean, we haven't even had his proposal for 24 hours, but we are working, you know, very diligently to try to look at different ways that we can actually make some cuts and make some sense. So we're going to, you know, I don't really want to show my hand because I really don't have a specific target yet.
But you must have been, I'm sure you've thought about areas where you kind of figure that's, that it could happen. I mean, I'm just kind of interested in what your thought processes have been.
Well, like I said, I don't want to show my hand yet. I want to be really careful. I have to make sure that everything that I want to talk about makes sense. And so right now, I'm just not going to shoot from the hip. I'm going to be really deliberative about what my plan is, and I'm going to work it through my caucus first. And so right now, I have our fiscal staff and our policy staff, you know, kind of going through the budget, drilling down and seeing where there are some areas that we can kind of capture some money.
Representative Cox, we think about Michigan history over the last decade or so, and we have seen some pretty significant tax cuts. We've cut income taxes. We've seriously cut business taxes. We eliminated the personal property tax. Those are a few of the bigger ones. And the Tax Foundation says Michigan ranks in the bottom half already, 33rd. In state and local income tax collection per capita, but they also rank Michigan 13th in their 2017 Business Tax Climate Index. So our state, Michigan, is already more business-friendly than the average state, and we already collect less income tax revenue than most states. Why do you think right now is a good time for another income tax cut?
Well, I just think it's really important that we remember all the hardworking folks around the state that are working within their budgets, that are dealing with their maybe flatline income, those kinds of things that they've been managing as expenses have gone up in life. And we want to make sure that we remember them. That's our goal, is to make sure that we take care of the taxpayers as well as the businesses. We have a great climate for businesses around the state, and we're happy that that's happening. We want to make sure we think about the hardworking folks out there that really can use that money.
But you why know, right now? Why now?
Because we're able to do it. I don't know. I mean, I think it's a good time to do it. I don't understand what do you mean by why now.
Well, you know, we've had some pretty big tax cuts, as we talked about, but at the same time, we think our roads and bridges, you know, are falling apart. Schools.
The legislature came out with a roads plan for that last session. So
yeah,
we've addressed the roads and bridges.
How about the schools? How about schools? We've seen our schools go from some of the most admired in the nation to middling at best. We've got tuition at universities in our state less affordable. The decline in revenue sharing has hurt our cities, and we still have no clue what the long-term cost of the Flint water crisis will be. So these are significant problems, and how would less state revenue help us tackle those?
Well, you know, we're looking at the budget as was proposed by the governor tomorrow. You know, we're funding our schools. I think that he had some wonderful programs. He is increasing the at-risk funding to different districts that weren't able to actually take care of those students that need that special care and need. He's giving more funding to high schools, $50 a student for every high school student to kind of recognize that it's more expensive to educate a high school student, you know, given the various dynamics with the increased curriculum, those kinds of things. I think that we're doing a lot of really good things where we're paying down debt, we're saving money, and I think that there is room for this income tax rollback in an incremental fashion. You know, we feel really confident about it, and we're going to look at this budget and come out with some really, really good plan, and I'm looking forward to being able to lay that plan out here, you know, in the next, you know, month or so.
Kansas is often held up as a rather cautionary tale. We think about the fact since 2012, Kansas has eliminated income taxes for small businesses and significantly reduced individual income tax rates. So, and the economic growth and job creation has not lived up to the promises. And schools have suffered. They've had 9 rounds of budget cuts in just 5 years. And, of course, we know Michigan isn't Kansas. But I'm just curious, what did you find instructive from the way that Kansas went about this?
I don't really know except what you just told me about Kansas. I don't really know much about the Kansas situation. I haven't really looked at it.
Okay. What states have you looked at that might you look and go, you know what, that's working. I'd like to see this happen in Michigan. Do you have states that kind of have served as a model for you?
There are some. Basically, what we're looking at is, you know, we want to make sure that we're looking at the budget and being careful that we're not growing the cost of government, that we're not having government grow, we're reining in the size of government and making sure we're protecting the taxpayers of the state of Michigan first and foremost. So we're going to provide the services that we need, but we're also going to make sure that we take care of the taxpayers as well. You know, we've looked at businesses, we've cut business taxes, we've been very successful making, you know, companies want to come to Michigan. We've had some huge home runs in the last few years, and we hope to continue that momentum. And we want to make sure that we're also looking at the taxpayers as well.
What are some of the states that you have looked at to kind of give you some ideas in this direction?
I'm not really certain what you're talking about. I mean, we've been looking at a lot of different states. And, you know, my point is that I'm looking at the budget. We just got the proposal yesterday, and we're looking at ways that we can make these cuts to make sure that we're taking care of the taxpayers in the state of Michigan.
Let me ask you about Minnesota, because that is a high-tax state. In fact, it's one of the highest, but their per capita income is nearly $8,000 more than ours. Their schools are consistently measured better than ours. And even with the high taxes, the big companies that are headquartered there, like General Mills and Honeywell and 3M and Best Buy and United Healthcare, they're all staying in Minnesota. Why is Minnesota not a good model for Michigan, in your view?
I didn't say that they weren't a good model, Cynthia. Okay. I don't know what you're saying.
Well, they're a high-tax state. So it seems to be there things that are working there with higher taxes in Minnesota. Why would we not maybe look at that and pick up ideas from there?
I don't know. I mean, our mantra in Michigan is to make sure, you know, that we keep taxes low, to make sure that businesses want to come to the state of Michigan, you know. States like Florida and Texas flourish, and they do not have income taxes. So that's kind of where we're looking at to kind of make that our success story as well in the state of Michigan. I don't know why Michigan can't try to wean themselves off of this income tax and make sure the state will still be successful and flourish. And if you do it in an incremental fashion, I believe that that would be the best way to make sure we're keeping, number one, the taxpayers in mind.
What kind of timetable do you have in mind, Representative Cox? As far as I know, you've got to dive into the governor's new budget. When do you think you might have something to put on his desk?
You know, we have a goal to do it at the, you know, he wants it done. We have a kind of a unofficial handshake agreement. Our goal is to have it done, you know, by early June.
So the public can kind of watch and so you should have
absolutely
something for people.
It's an open process. The process officially started yesterday with the governor, proposing his plan for his budget. And now the deliberation process goes through. And obviously, it's an open process. The public is open to all the meetings and the testimony and the hearings. And it's going to be a process that it's followed, you know, for years and years. And I think this would be hopefully the seventh year that the governor would have his budget well before the deadline. So that's kind of our goal.
A busy few weeks ahead, and we look forward to circling back and talking with you as this proceeds. Representative Laura Cox, who's chair of the House Appropriations Committee. Thank you so much for taking our questions today on Stateside, Representative.
Thanks, Cynthia.